Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Okay, so guys, here's the scoop. I'm doing the best I can. I am really making every effort because I want to be with you every Sunday. And last week looked like a no-brainer. And then the gentleman who was handling the sci-fi convention, he scheduled all my important Q&A sessions exactly during the time of the show. So that's the first time in I don't know how many years I've been doing this, but now we know we have to put it in the contract. So live and learn. But God bless Nadia. I know you guys love her and she's always there for us. And you know I'm starting this big movie on Tuesday. So we are working on Sundays. So far, I've worked it out that I can be here with you, but just know that if I'm not, it's out of my control because otherwise this is where I want to be. Okay, we've got some pretty exciting things. The next webinar has been scheduled for May 15th. It's on balance, guys, and it's probably, well, it is one of the most important subjects we can discuss because the channel keeps hammering me that the highest question, which we will work with today, is what do we need to bring into alignment to create the balance? All of the universe, nature, everything is always looking to find the balance in the energy. And when your energy's balanced, then you feel in your power, you feel like you know, you feel clear, you feel like you can make a clear decision, etc. So nothing in April because I'm just under, but May 15th, it's already up on the website, and Creation Station has been formed for 2019. It will be happening September 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's going to be much different this year because I keep getting the information that I have to train people to do what I do. So it's really going to be very different, and it's going to be not just understanding information, but literally how do you do what Dee does, which, of course, includes understanding the sheets and all that, but it also includes how do I get the information, how do I understand the information, and the highest thing, how do I trust the information. So, again, that's already up on the website, or it'll be out the link will be out in Monday's e-blast also. Okay, so I want to talk to you about something fabulous that happened to me when I was down visiting my friend Candy G with the beautiful horses. And Candy is also in the healing arts on the corporate side. She teaches brain science, and so, you know, we had lots of nights when we stayed up and talked and went over everything we know about creation. And We were talking, and then I excused myself to go to bed, and I went in, and I was doing my little, nightly ritual. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me that I was totally happy everywhere in my life. Now, to tell you, I don't think I'd ever realized in experience that feeling before, that I was happy with my money. Could I make a lot more? Sure, but I'm happy. I'm happy with my family. I'm happy with my home. I'm happy with my dog. And you know what? I'm happy with me. And it was like I went through a door marked freedom. Did anything else change in my life? No. But the realization that I was happy with everything in my life was like walking into a new world for me. Now, this is the interesting part. The next thing that came in was, oh my God, if I'm happy with my life, how do I create more? Now, I want you to sit with that for a minute because that, I think, is one of the big enigmas we're all caught up in. If I really allow myself to be happy, will I have the drive to create anything else? And I got really quiet and connected in with the channel, and the channel was kind of laughing at me in a fun way, and it said, "D, don't you understand that being happy right now creates more for you in the future? So live in both places at the same time. I'm really happy in my life right now, and I'm excited about creating lots more stuff." But the being happy in the moment is so important, guys, because that's kind of the fertile soil that allows you to create so much more right now in this moment that is delivered to you from this moment into the future. So that they're giving me the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Well, kind of sums up a lot of the stuff that the channel has taught us, that worry is the biggest sin you commit against any other energy, including your children. Worry about money is a sin against money because you're putting your focus where you do not want it, right? So be happy no matter what that takes, no matter whether it makes sense to you. Be happy in the moment of now and then decide in this happiness, I'm going to create this now. Just keep it going. Okay? All righty. Hold on. There's something else coming in around that sheets book. Well, they want me to go back to "Don't worry, be happy." So what else? Okay, a core belief now. Oh, I love when that all this happens in the moment. You can watch the work. This page here. Okay, so the core belief that does not allow us to enter that state is, "I'll never be good enough." So I leave being happy in the moment right now because I'm in fear I'm not good enough, or I believe I have to be afraid that I'm not good enough in order to create more. Wow, Kimmy, if you're on, they're going right to you. So we have to know, guys, that we are good enough. You have to know you're good enough so that you stay in the creation process, being happy, focused on what you want. That's the complete picture. So, balance all of that. We're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. Thank you, Daniel, for that. And I am connected to Source. I am Source and love. I am divine love, which is the highest claim around everything. And so it is. All righty. Can I go to the calls now? Okay. Get your questions ready. Here we go. Miss Tanya in Washington, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Tanya.
Hi there.
You're new, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, goody. Welcome.
Thank you for being here today. About balance, it's interesting because my question's about my relationship, and it's been kind of stressful for a while, and we don't seem to be on the same page. And I was wondering if perhaps like there was a belief or a perspective, or if maybe it's run its course, or
no, I get a no on that. There is a huge learning opportunity for both of you.
Okay.
With what's ever going on. So take a breath, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. Everybody breaks down with me. Because we all know we're getting to the truth, and that, you know, makes you free, mm-hmm. and that creates an emotional place for all of us. Okay. So everybody understands that relationships, whether it's your relationship with God, whether it's your relationship with a husband, with your child, with your parents, mm-hmm. with your boss, all relationships come together usually to work out the same issue with different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of a penny, you're on one side, he's on the other, but it's the same penny.
Right.
Okay. Now, with that understanding, we're going to a core belief. Hold on. I should just leave the sheets open to these silly pages here. Okay. This page here. 1, 2, 5, 1, 2. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they also want to not replace, but add money. So is money at the core of this?
I'm not as much as just kind of us communicating really in a balanced way and being kind of on the same page. I mean, of course, it's not like money's flying out of, you know.
Yeah, just talk to me about money, because money's the key into where we're going.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I haven't been super financially juicy for, but I'm feeling a lot more worthy and able to, you know, make more money and stuff. And
what's the issue between you and your partner with money?
We actually seem to, I mean, he's very generous, and he helps me out when I need it. And
okay, I got it. Okay, see, I just have to keep you guys talking until I hear the words.
Okay,
so you guys have come together. Is it a true statement, Tanya, that he's a caregiver?
No.
Are you? Because
yeah.
One of you is the caregiver, and one of you needs to be taken care of.
So
that's where the balance comes in, because they're saying in different subjects and different issues in your life, you actually change the dynamic there. So in this subject, I have to take care of you. In that subject, you have to take care of me. And that's where the lack of communication is coming in, because you're both confused about where your roles are going in and out all these different subjects. And really, the channel is saying that's all it really is. If you would sit down and go, okay, you know, you're strong here. You're really strong making and handling money. So I'm going to allow you to take the lead there. I am really strong on organization and keeping everything organized. So I'm going to take the lead there. And literally, boy, they're teaching us a whole lesson here, guys. So I hope everybody's listening. Ultimately, you see, that is balance in a relationship. When each person is complete in themselves and in the relationship, brings in their strengths and allows the other partner to bring in their strengths also. Okay, so what is that bringing up for you now, Tanya?
Well, honestly, I mostly financially take care of myself is the truth, and I contribute tons of energy and support into the relationship, and
And he doesn't?
He does, but he doesn't I don't even know how to say it. Like, I'm just
one of the issues.
I take the initiation in everything, kind of, and I'm the one who seems to contribute more, and I find it draining, honestly. Like,
well, then don't do it. But you see, guys, this is the way energy works. If you keep saying, I'll do it, I'll handle it, I'll pay for it, I'll take care of it, he never has to step up, ever.
Well, I've pulled back excessively, and he's just not, like, honestly, to be honest, I didn't really feel like money was our thing. I thought it was more like communication, because whenever there's an issue, he's either calm, and then he's angry, and then he's gone.
Yeah, but so, I'm not saying money is the issue. Money got us to the issue of both of you bringing in your strengths. Okay? So when I say communication is the core of what's going on, I get a no. When I say the core of what's going on is he just doesn't understand his role, because you've allowed him to have a different role for a long time.
Right.
So you can see that with a child, if you're raising a child and you go, okay, you can do anything in the house. I don't care.
Right.
Right. And so they write on the walls, and they leave their clothes everywhere. And then one day you go to a class, and you come home and go, okay, it's going to change here. And they're, you know, 10 years old, and they're going, well, wait a minute. That's not the way it's always been, Mom, for 10 years. The same thing's going on here.
Okay.
And when I say, Tanya, that you are very clear, is that the key word? You're very clear that you're safe in going, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, but this is what I am willing to do, and I need you to do this.
Okay.
See, you don't feel safe in doing that. This is kind of like a mini, you know, private session here.
Conversations with him. I'm pretty verbal, honestly, but we keep going over the same thing. And
yeah, but Tanya, you can look, everybody listen to me. You can talk and talk and talk and talk.
Huh?
And if your energy is not behind that, where were you not safe with your dad?
Oh, boy. Well,
okay.
You know,
well,
he was very abusive my whole life, and he
okay.
still is.
So Tanya was afraid to really speak up and say, this is what I need from you, Daddy. The same thing is going on here. Now, you may feel like you've come forward and, you know, but you have not rectified it within you, Tanya.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Within you. Because when you are really clear, other energy has to respond or it has to fall away so you can move ahead.
Okay.
Okay, but you're not willing to let him fall away if that's best for you. And that's what you've got to get to, you see. That's got to clear up within you. Because, yes, you have to be willing to allow him to leave if he's not going to step up. Because
okay.
That's not what's best for you. It's like my agent always says to me, okay, Dee, I'll go back to them as long as you're willing to lose the job. You have to be willing to lose the job so that they get the energy behind it that you mean it.
Mm.
So we're going to balance all this. You're balancing you with me, you know, knowing that we're safe to completely own what we want, feel, need, what's good for us. We're safe to do that in this world. And we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love and all that. That was an excellent lesson for everybody, sweetheart. And welcome. Thank you for joining us. I would stay on for the rest of the show, Tanya, because you might very well get more insight as the show goes on. Okay?
Can I quick ask you one more thing really quick?
Well, baby, I really need to go on and take some other calls, but you're welcome to call back next week and get an answer or email me, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dee.
Yeah, you bet. I'm sorry. I just have a lot of people that I need to serve on the show on Sundays. Robin in Colorado, you're on.
Hi,
Robin,
Dee.
Are you there?
How are you today?
Hi, darling. I'm awesome.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good. Good, good, good. So balance is a great topic because two relationships, one formerly romantic and one friendship where I was best friends and the best thing since sliced bread, and I asked them to pay me back a loan, and both of them are off the rails, angry. They're not
okay.
Going to.
So, Robin, let's go to
bring it.
Robin,
yeah.
let's go to your self-worth and anything that might be in conflict with joyfully and happily rectifying what they owe you. So, I'm going to your mom, 3, 4, or 5 years old. Was your mom a doormat?
With men, I would say.
Well, and with money, I'm getting. She gave up herself. She gave up herself, Robin. Okay. So what's going on here is you're literally in the middle of breaking this cycle. Because your little girl said, oh, well, that's the way it is. That's what I watched mom do. That's what she modeled for me. That's the role of the woman in relationships. Doesn't even have to be a male relationship that you're in. So now they're taking us to a core belief. This page here, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Okay. So let's get clear about what here is. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here and being the highest words they're giving me right now, honored. I'm not supposed to be honored. I'm not supposed to be here. I don't belong being honored. And they're saying if you look across your life, you can see where you deal with that in a lot of places. Is that true?
Less and less, but ouch. Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Well, like they said, you're in the middle of really working through this. So where do we have to start in the balance of honor? If we are not honoring ourselves, then other energy cannot get that we are demanding and deserve to be honored. So on a more physical plane note, the channel says, did you have a contract with him, even verbally? When I loan you this money, you will need to pay it back to me by?
Yes.
You had a verbal contract? Because I'm getting a no.
One is verbal and one is written.
Okay, well, see, this is why they... this is so great. This is why they wanted Tanya to stay on. Okay? Because you have not brought yourself into balance with those agreements.
Okay.
There's that little girl in there going, yeah, but, you know, I really am not honored in this world. Not that you don't deserve to be, but that you're not, because that's what you watched. So you watch now. If you start and make sure your heart is open, guys. And by the way, those of you dealing with blood pressure there, I would love for you to try something for me. Take your blood pressure and then consciously tell your hearts to open and your chakras to open and take it again and see what happens. And just let me know if anybody's willing to play with me on that. Okay, so again, you really have to get within yourself. I am honored in this world.
Okay.
Are there any higher words? No. So, you see, in two people, we've got a theme going here. In order for energy to be balanced so that we can literally direct it toward what we want, then we've got to start with us. We have to start within us. If somebody gives me, if somebody reacts to me in a negative way or is abusive to me in any way, that's a cue to me to look within myself and see if I'm in harmony. Do you understand?
Okay.
So, for example, I've been a little focused without consciously being aware of it. I've been a little bit focused on how people are not taking responsibility in this world. So I come to a four-way stop. I stop. The other person goes, it's my turn. I start to go, and the other person that comes to the stop line barrels through and literally missed me by 5 inches. Now, my first reaction, you see, was, see, if people were just responsible to play in the rules, and I went, D, you just saw your own belief played out in front of you. Fortunately, not hitting you, right? So, this is the way the universe talks to us, guys. Have a conversation with the universe. If people are not honoring you, you got to honor yourself. And that's what you and Tanya have in common. Okay?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. Boy, this is great. This
Absolutely.
Is great. Yeah, thank you, Robin and Tanya, for bringing that in. Because I... Oh, my God. See, as soon as you make a choice, like I'm going to do a webinar on this and commit to it, then all kinds of information from the universe comes to you. But you got to choose. You got to commit. Choose. Commit. Okay? Joy, what's up?
I knew you were going to call on me next.
Well, good creating, because
really,
here I am.
Taking in exactly what you said before. It's about the itch still. I use the ivory and everything, and it helped an awfully lot, and it almost
good.
Was gone, and it isn't quite the same, but I woke up itchy this morning, and I wanted to scratch off my shoulders, and I said, and I checked with my pendulum and said to call, that there's something else, so.
Well, what about the, I'm going right to your detergent. What do you wash in?
All.
Well, check what's in there. You may need, okay, they're correcting me. You do need, guys, there's just a lot of sulfates and additives in everything. And some of our immune systems go, so what? And other times, our immune systems go, can't do this anymore. You got to use something else. So I'm not getting anything else, Joy. They're just saying, you know, go get something more green to wash your clothes in.
It's because of the energy and everybody. And I'm getting more sensitive with things. I mean, I've gotten a lot stronger in things I used to be sensitive to, emotional stuff. But this is, yeah, okay.
Okay, wait a minute. So on that note, I get a yes on that. And you are the director of your own energy. So you can direct your energy to handle the sensitivity in a balanced way.
Ah.
Yeah. I didn't want to let that skip by because, you know, I've talked a lot about empaths. If you're an empath, you are also the director of your own energy, and you can say, look, I want to bring in the information when I choose to bring in. I do not want to be dominated by this, so how do we say this in the positive? I am always in control of handling all energy that comes to me in a balanced way.
Wow.
Woohoo. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? So don't buy into those, you know, it's kind of an old religious antiquated belief. Well, based in the crucifixion, the more spiritual I become, the more I have to give myself up or crucify myself or get burned at the stake or in some way physically get challenged. So we want to take that belief and redirect it into the more sensitive, the more I channel, the clearer the information I get, the healthier, the stronger I am, and I handle everything in a balanced way. Okay?
Oh, wow. This is, no wonder they wanted me to call. I have to get everything myself or through somebody else, and this has been driving me crazy. I've done lots of work on a lot of it, but there's still a little, yes.
Okay, so
thank
everybody
you.
Just
thank you.
Everybody just heard what Joy said, so I'm going to tell her to start saying, I access everything brilliantly on my own. I love working with other people. I love the insights that they give me. And I am the director of my own energy. I am the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. I am that. Start claiming yourself the way you want to be, because that directs your energy. You got it?
Oh, my God. Yes, this is huge.
Great. Good.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to hammer this until you guys look crooked at me here. All right, Eileen, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
I'll tell you, the past few days have been life-changing for me. They really have.
Good.
And,
tell us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the session that we had, everything changed about how I viewed, I don't know, it certainly was about, you know, how I viewed what happened during that very chaotic time in my life. And how I see, how I can still control that I don't have to get sick.
Yeah,
I still
Eileen did. Let me just explain a little bit what's going on. Eileen did a half-hour session with me, and we got to a big thing that happened to her in her life that created a belief which has been creating some kind of sickness throughout her life. And we released and redirected that connection. And then what happened? So tell me about all the good stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, I had such a severe knee pain from injury, basically, but I couldn't walk. And all of a sudden, I was walking, and there was no pain. And it, you know, and I'm able to hold it because I'm really focusing on the self-love. And then
Did you hear that, everybody? Did you hear that? Self-love. Self-love. So this goes back to everybody that's been on the show today. Love yourself enough to, within you, get your energy and balance around what you want. So keep going, baby.
So there's this piece that I've been wanting to record, and I can't because the flow wasn't there. Something had to change. So once I changed with my flow, I went back to the song and I eliminated some words that didn't need to be there, and all of a sudden the song was flowing.
Yep. And that's...
Yeah.
So guys, do you see everybody is bringing forward the knowledge that when I am in balance within myself, the whole world then responds to that balance around me. I mean, I can't, it's magical to live it. It's just magical. I mean, the other day, you know, I may have told you this last week, I wanted to live, to be seated in Comfort Plus. They didn't have anything when we checked in and made the, so anyway, I just said, I'd really love to do that. And I got there and they said, would you mind sitting in Comfort Plus? Because somebody doesn't want to sit in the row where they don't have something in front of them. Yesterday, we go to meet our friends at the Cheesecake Factory, and my God, you know, there's lines and lines and lines and lines and lines. And they said about 45 minutes. And I said, okay, first available. I'd really love to sit outside, but first available. And then I went to look in a store while Lanny was waiting for our friends. And I passed by this lovely family. And I said, oh, it'd be lovely just to sit right there. Okay, you guys know how big Cheesecake Factory is. Guess what table they seated us at? And my life pretty much just works that way. That is an example of when you are in balance and in the flow. Because the universe just works with you. And that's what you did, Eileen, is you brought yourself back into balance. I'm honored that I could help you find that experience and that belief you put together, but you are the power that turned it around. You see,
yeah.
I can bring you guys the information till the cows come home. If you don't take your energy, redirect it with the power that you are, doesn't matter. So
right.
Good for you, baby.
Thank you.
Woohoo. And I have not had a chance to listen to it. It's on my list today to do.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Good for you. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
Guys, so let's just all say I'm really getting this. I get it. I understand it. And I'm practicing it for sure. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
All right. So I love this. I'm experiencing so much of this kind of flow in my life.
Woo!
And yeah. And in terms of love relationship, I'm claiming I'm clear, I'm in balance, I'm in flow, and I want to know.
Yes, they
where
have a,
I can bring they, in more.
Okay, so you are holding the intention. Oh, I got it. Of creating a relationship in your life.
Yes.
Okay, but you have not defined that relationship, they're saying. And because you haven't clearly defined that relationship, you sort of kind of have this feel-good feeling about it. But that's really not defining it. There's a little part of, I don't want that.
Okay.
So does that ring true to you? That little part of, I want a relationship, but I don't want that kind of relationship.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing is I just, in my past relationships, have felt like I lost myself in the relationship.
Okay, so tell me what you want then.
So I want to just be fully, fully me, expanding within the relationship and
okay.
be in balance with the other person's expansion in the relationship, like all the way. I don't want to, so if I were to say, that's it. I feel like in the past I settled. So how do I say that in the positive is.
Well, but you did. You see?
Oh, I did.
You did.
Yeah.
You just did. But the channel is saying that's the first time you ever actually stated, I am whole within myself and in balance within myself. And I am in a relationship with a person that is whole and balanced within themselves. And we come together in harmony and balance.
Yes.
In a relationship that honors each other, that's
yes.
strong, right, individually and together. Look, guys, especially the women in the community, we were taught that that is what a relationship looks like, is that the woman gives herself up for the breadwinner. That's really old and doesn't apply to this lifetime and this moment of now at all. Right?
Yeah.
So
yep.
we've got to be very clear. I was lucky, guys, because I mean, it was not lucky that my father was an alcoholic, but I was lucky to see and be modeled a really strong woman who got out and worked and was a pillar of her society, right? A pillar of the church. She was a strong broad, my mom. My grandmother, even though she grew up giving herself up in the marriage, strong, strong female woman for me to look up to. But she also was this incredibly beautiful artist that never followed through with her talent. She could have been a major talent as an artist, but she got married and had babies because back then you couldn't do both.
Yep.
Right? So
yep.
those are the things we want to be clear that we are redirecting. Don't look at him and, oh, I'm going to get rid of that, because you can't get rid of energy. But you can take that energy and go, no, we're going right now. We've been going left for a long time. We're going right into this belief now, okay? Because this is where I want to drive the car.
Yes.
There's really, really nothing else, Emily. Just get really clear. And the channel
yes.
wants you to know that this person is so close to you, it's like one more step and you're going to bump into him. But you got to get, you really got to get, you know, redirect this
yep.
this balance thing. Okay?
Yes, got it. Got it. I got it.
So when
yes.
you get off, you're going to sit down and write down everything, and don't forget good health.
Yep.
Because I have a good friend who found the love of her life. She was with him for 9 months, and he died. I don't think you want that either. But most
nope.
of us, when we're writing down what we want in a relationship, we don't think of somebody in good health. You also want somebody who's financially stable.
Yep.
If two people are going to be equal and balanced, right, unless you want to be the caretaker, which is okay if that's your definition, that's fine. But you have to be clear about that. Otherwise, you're fighting the very thing you're trying to create. Do you understand?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. All right. Love you, honey.
Thank you. Love you.
You bet. You too. All right. We're going to Miss Pamela in Virginia. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I felt very drawn to call today, and I wasn't sure about what, but the call has helped me narrow in on a lot of things.
Good.
I've had some real aha moments, and it has to do with some patterns in my life that, particularly around family. My father was always very angry and a lot of anger issues, and my daughter, my oldest daughter, the same sort of thing. And she's been past it for quite a while, but suddenly she's been raging on me, which is just like, what the heck's happening? I feel like we've stepped back 6 years.
Well, Pamela,
yes.
Why uh-huh. are you allowing it? Are you allowing it? Because I get you are.
Yeah, that.
Okay, well,
coming up in my mind.
You know, with all relationships, you're going to attract what you need to redirect.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, how much is Pamela loving and honoring Pamela and clearly directing the world because she honors herself that she must be honored? All right, let me go over this again. They want me to go over this again, guys. And there are three easy things for you to ask yourself to give you insight. One, how do I see myself? Do I see myself as someone who should be honored, who is honored, who deserves to be honored? How do I see the world? Do I see the world as a world that honors me, or do I see a world that rages on me? That's the big one for you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, how do I see the world seeing me? Do I see the world as a world who looks at me and goes, oh, wow, we must honor that person. She's phenomenal. Or do I see a world that says, well, we can dump on her all our frustrations because she'll take it? Okay? And when those three things are in the highest balance and alignment in a positive way, everything shifts, Pamela. Now, they do want to give you the core reason. Huh. Boy, I don't get this very often. They're saying it's physical. There's something physical, and now I'm going big yes to hormones.
Okay.
So somehow, okay, this is what they're giving me. See if you can put this together. She got really, really, really happy, which created her hormones being in balance. And then something happened to create her not happy, and her hormones have taken a big dive.
This
includes her adrenals also.
Okay.
So do you know what that might have been?
She broke up from a relationship, and I think that I felt there was hormonal issues as well.
Oh, yeah. And adrenals. And let me tell you guys, I'm not a doctor, but I am almost a specialist on adrenals. When your adrenals go out, you cry at the drop of a hat, and you get angry in the snap of a finger.
That's what she did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you literally cannot, even with the work we do, unless you're conscious of what's going on, you cannot turn it around. So they want you to, I got goosebumps all over me, Pamela. They want you to know that while she's raging inside, she's going, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this, when she's raging at you.
Okay.
She can't help it. You need to get her with a good physical doctor, and there are some regular doctors like my doctor, or some homeopaths or naturopaths, but they must treat her adrenals, and that's going to help her hormones.
Okay, that
okay?
makes sense.
So hormones and adrenals, get somebody to help her there, and you watch. But then you've got to do your work. You see, that's what I mean. Two people coming together around the same issue of honoring. You've got to honor you. She's got to honor others. And you've come together to play this out. Got it? Do you have it? Okay.
All right,
good.
I have just one question around that. Could the birth control she's on have any connection to that hormonal imbalance?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So maybe it's different.
And there are other birth control things, yes, that would serve her better.
Okay.
And okay, that, you've got to check the adrenals.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
There's
not
a lot of doctors that understand how to work with adrenals. So really look for somebody who has a specialty and a knowledge in that. Because, you know, there's raw adrenal supplements you can buy anywhere. But you really need a good doctor to tell you the mixture of what to do. Okay? All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, the show. I wish we could go on forever. All right, Susan, I literally have 3 minutes, but I wanted to get you on. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing awesome. You know, it's snowing out here right now. I can't believe it.
Oh, dear God. No, I didn't know that. What's your question, Susan?
Actually, I didn't have a question per se, except maybe on relationships. I think I'm just about ready to, you know, maybe.
You're not
start.
Just about. You are ready. You've been ready for a long time. You just don't know you're ready. So just tell yourself, I am not ready. I am creating a great relationship that honors me and that I honor.
Okay.
Bring me in the balance of that right now, because I'm committed to that. Let's create it together, universe, and let's go. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, darling. So, guys, oh, shoot. Christine, I just saw this because you're hold on. I got to try and get you on. All right, Christine, we got to go really fast. Tell me, I know you emailed me, but I'm in the channel. You have to remind me what it was, baby.
Hi, I'm in my 60s, and I've been in a bad relationship and energetically shut down. I understand I created this, and I'm trying to create my better future where I visualize myself having prosperity.
Christine, I want you to start saying everything you want. So this is how it goes again, guys. You make a column of everything you want. Like, I want a relationship that honors me. Okay?
It's not the relationship I'm looking for. I'm looking for prosperity.
Okay,
freedom.
But that is a relationship, baby. Your relationship with money, you want to honor money and love it. And you want money to love and honor you. So write down everything you want. Make sure, by the way, you write down what you want to make this year. You haven't done that. Okay. So I want. And then in the next column, I'm creating, and write the same words after that. And then in the third column, say I am. I am money and prosperity. I am the love and the honor of money and prosperity. I am the person that money honors and loves. And then ask the universe to come in and help you create this. And guys, on this plane, you have to take action. You know, trust in God, but tie your camel up anyway. So you have to take action. Just sitting there thinking you're going to win the lotto, maybe, but there's not many of you that really believe that. And as you believe, it's delivered to you. All right, start there, Christine, and then call me or email me back, and we'll get to some more of it. Okay, honey?
All right, thank you.
You bet. So sorry, but there wasn't anything else. All right. Sometimes I wish this was just a two-hour show, like a webinar, right? All right, so guys, Creation Station, which is my big training, September 27th, 28th, 29th, strictly limited to 24 people. I will not go over this year. So if you want in, get on it. And the next webinar is on balance, May 15th. Let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me. Woohoo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.